Good morning, Alpha Machining and Grinding. This is Gloria. May I help you?
Hey, Gloria. It's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I don't know if you remember, we actually spoke back in May a little bit about some of the programs that we had to offer. Kind of had this runaround where I was working with an old file and trying to point me in the right direction, get me in contact with your CFO. But we ended up kind of speaking about, you know, essentially what it was they were calling about some of the programs, equipment financing and working capital. And you told me that, you know, business was good. You guys didn't have anything coming up that would need, you know, either some financing for equipment, but the follow-up towards the end of the year. So that's what I'm doing, kind of seeing, you know, how business has been. See if you guys have anything that we might be able to do to help out.
Not at this time.
Okay. Did you guys, you know, recently bring something on?
No.
No? Oh, okay, okay. Is there kind of like a typical time when you guys do evaluate your business needs for equipment or capital?
Not really. We don't have a specific time for that, no.
It's more of a as-needed basis, right?
Right, yeah.
Right, right. When was the last time you guys actually brought a new piece of equipment on?
Probably a couple of years ago.
Okay, okay. Was it like a CNC machine?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Yeah, how's business been since we last talked?
Pretty good. Yeah, holding our own.
Does it typically pick up for you guys towards the end of the year? I know sometimes it kind of varies between a lot of different machine shops, so I'm kind of curious.
Actually, the end of the year kind of slows down because a lot of around the holidays, businesses are closing. They're doing inventories, things like that. So things really slow down then.
Oh, you guys don't kind of have some customers that do the end of the year, spend all my money on my budget via thing?
No, not really. That would be nice, but no.
It would be nice. Some of my clients, you know, I ask them, oh, what type of the year usually is busy for you guys? And they always say, end of the year. And I ask, okay, let me guess. You got your customers that are just trying to fill out their budgets, right? And they're like, yep.
Yeah, no, we don't seem to have that going on.
Do you guys typically have, like, major jobs come in maybe the beginning of the year and then it kind of leads up throughout the year? Is that what happens?
It doesn't work like that. It's just whenever they have a need for whatever they need. You know, it's nothing like it gets busier at a certain time of the year or anything.
Okay, okay. All right, that's good to know. I mean, like I said, every machine shop and manufacturer is different. You know, they have different customers, they've got different client base, so of course the needs are different, mm-hmm. And it varies. It definitely varies. But, you know, have you guys been doing well since we last talked? Like, have you guys picked up at least where you might be looking at bringing on equipment? Like, do you have any jobs that would require a new piece of equipment, or are you guys all pretty much up to date with everything?
Are you trying to, like, look to sell us equipment or finance?
No. Finance. We do financing. So I'm just, you know, curious if there's something that you guys have coming up which we could help out.
Yeah, no. No. And the gentleman who owns us sells machines. He buys, rebuilds, and sells machines, refurbishes and things.
Mm-hmm.
We always get from him, and they take care of the financing.
Oh, that's good. That's good then. You know, I was just trying to touch base here with you, see if, you know, things have changed, see how business has been, if there's anything that, you know, would require either financing, whether it's on the job shop floor that you guys have, or if, you know, you need some additional capital, like some extra cash on hand for those types of purchases, because I think you had mentioned that last time too. I'm looking at my notes here, and, you know, I know he's pretty, the owner's probably pretty well off in regards to his capital needs, but sometimes, you know, it's better not to spend your own money when you don't know what's going on in the markets, especially towards the end of the year here. Nobody knows what's really happening, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, out of curiosity, have you guys, you know, seen an effect because of, I would assume, commodity prices? Does that affect you guys at all?
It does a little bit. Yeah.
Right, right. Now, your customer base, it's not like a particular industry that you guys serve, right? There's nobody in particular, like not oil and gas or aerospace.
No.
Just whoever walks in the door has got a job for you guys.
Well, we have some regular customers, and then we have some that call when they need something done, or people that know what we do when they need something done.
Okay. Well, look, I'm glad I kind of caught up with you guys and saw, you know, what's going on. I know it's kind of difficult to base your needs off of like a certain time of the year, especially with job shops when it's, you know, it's an as needed basis. When the job comes in, do we need a new piece of equipment that could drastically help this or not, right?
Right.
So I think I still have your email down on file. It's just gloria@amnginc.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'll just reshoot you over my contact information. You could still have me on file here if anything come up, because I know it's unpredictable. You never know what will happen. But I'd like to, you know, be in your guys' back pocket in case you guys are looking for either equipment financing or if you guys need some extra cash on hand. How is your guys' cash position? Are you guys good? You guys don't need any money for any projects that you might have coming up?
No.
Okay.
We're fine.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask. You know, just here to see if there's anything we can do to help out, like working with my clients personally and seeing if there's ways that we can make you guys grow and get through things.
Nope, we're doing good.
I'm glad to hear that, then. I'm glad, you know, we were able to catch up and kind of see where you guys are at. Is there, you know, a time that you would like me to kind of follow up with you and see how the business has been?
I don't really have a particular time now.
Okay. Are you guys planning on doing anything before year's end? Because I know a lot of the time the machine shops that I work with and the manufacturers that I work with, they like bringing on equipment before year's end to take advantage of some tax write-offs. Do you guys have any plans like that?
Nope, we don't.
All right. It doesn't hurt to ask. You know, like I said, just here to see if there's anything we can do to help out. Okay, Gloria, you know, I don't really want to waste a lot of your time here, but I'll shoot you over that email so you guys can still have me on file. Look for it. It might have ended up in the spam last time. I don't know. Maybe it's a possibility, but yeah. And when the need arises where you guys are looking for cash or looking to bring on equipment, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Gloria, you take care now.
You too.
All right, bye.